We're going to veer off course a little bit this weekend, but not too much, as we talk about farming and patriotism and faith and country music. Ray Stevens joining us in the studio this weekend, longtime radio personality in Chicago. Country music, what, 20 years of your life?
24 years in Chicago, syndicated through Westwood One, through United Stations Radio Network, talk radio in Chicago as well, conservative talk radio, which was, talk about veering off path a little bit. It was a neat experiment.
But you are so deep in country music, and it occurred to me that, boy, those three topics I talked about, they all cross right there in country music. Quite a few songs you hear on the radio today relate to agriculture in some way, talking about God's country and the fields out there.
Yeah.
You hear the mention of the John Deere Tractor International, even a New Holland baler.
Yeah. I hit the road on an old New Holland, is what you're talking about. Yeah. You know, the song I always think about is Jason Aldean and Amarillo Sky. It's a song that was written by a friend of mine named John Rich and a couple other songwriters, but they talk about the struggle that farmers know so well, especially with what we've gone through with the rain and the floods, historic weather in the past 6 months to a year with this winter we had as well. And, you know, he works all day underneath that Amarillo sky, a video that was actually filmed in Illinois. But yeah, it always molds the three together, and I think it'll be that way forever, because once you get past the confines of the large cities where the news cameras only can go so far because their budget doesn't allow them to get out and see real America, I think that it's alive and well.
Patriotism. That's something I wanted to bring up with you, given the fact that we've just gone past the 4th of July, we've seen the flying flags. Patriotism is still alive in country music, and it's alive in rural America. Before Memorial Day, I asked farmers in the social media, show me your flags.
Yeah.
I had far more than I could use.
Well, I used to do a thing on country radio, and I will again, where the radio station, the name of the show, it could be Max and Ray, want to put a flag in your hand, whether it's Memorial Day, Labor Day, Flag Day, Veterans Day, and we went and made sure that we printed up flags made in America. That's important, because a lot of them aren't. And we would go to train stations, intersections, busy areas of our metro.
In the big city.
And we would hand out a flag that might have cost us 50 cents. And I'll tell you something, Max. Everybody took it, and they loved it. And if you put one in somebody's hand, no matter where you are, they'll keep it, and they'll wave it. They may have some issues with certain things, but that's what makes America America.
But if you watch the news and you pay attention to the discord and you follow things such as the Kaepernick NFL thing, you think, oh man, you know, what's happened to patriotism in America? You're saying it's still alive and well.
I believe so, because if you look at the NFL and if you look at Colin Kaepernick, he's loud, but he's only one guy. And what do the cameras focus on? They focus on that because they need that. You need negativity, you need controversy to get ratings. And what does it do? It riles people up. And you know, my son, he's 20 years old, and he every chance he can get wears his workout shirt with the American flag on it, and he's a good little patriot. And there's a lot of kids like that. I think there's a lot of people that are off. They're misguided. They'll get it by the time they're 30.
You know, I worry about that, though. I mean, I was taught to keep my mouth shut and to stand with reverence during the national anthem, and that included at sporting events. You know, I'm an old guy, and I watch this now, and I can't hear the end of the Star-Spangled Banner because the fans are starting to yell 30 seconds before the end of it.
Well,
I guess I have to come into the times, huh?
Well, I don't necessarily. You know, there's always a controversy, especially with let's take, for instance, the Chicago Blackhawks. They love to cheer through the national anthem, and I don't think that's disrespect to the flag. I just think that's tradition. There's a lot of people that don't think it's right, but I know that people love it when they sing at that stadium and they go crazy. I really think that once you get past the big cities, and you know this better than anybody, because you're out there, you're in the fields, you're driving to these farmers' places, you're talking with these men and women, and you can see signs of patriotism all the way. You know, once you get past the big cities and you get out to rural America and you don't have to go far, man, it's alive and well, and it's always going to be.
You mentioned the Blackhawks and the national anthem. Of course, it is an event.
Right.
I have a restaurateur friend who stops business. I mean, you can't get a meal or a drink at the bar because everybody stops when the national anthem starts on the television. At times past, when there's been a crisis, think back to the tragedies of 9/11. There was this resurgence of patriotism. I mean, it was all through America. As the dynamic has changed, our ethnic makeup has changed in America, is that going by the wayside? Do you worry about that?
Well, you know,
can we stoke the fires again?
I've thought about that. And, you know, everybody likes to beat up on the police when something goes wrong. But when something goes wrong in your life, who's the first person you call? You call the police, you call the fire department, you call the first responders, and they show up. No matter how bad America's been taking it to them, they show up. And I think that some of these young people that don't quite get it, and some of the people that don't really understand how our country works, when it all of a sudden comes to your door, guess what? You're going to fall in line and you're going to say, I need this great country to protect me. And I think, I hope, Max, on behalf of my kids' sake and their kids' sake, that it's still alive and well. I know it is for me. I know it is in my family.
In the final half minute here, faith is alive, too, we hear in country music, even though church attendance is not what it used to be in America.
You know, I wonder why that is. I don't go to church as much as I should, but I probably hit it 2 or 3 times a month. And when you leave, don't you feel like a new person? Doesn't it give you hope and faith? Isn't that what we're all looking for?
I think many farmers would say, had they not had faith this year, they'd be very, very, very challenged to deal with the crisis in their lives. Good to see you, pal.
Good to see you too, Max.
Thanks for allowing us to deviate a little bit this weekend, talking about some things that, yeah, hit pretty close to home out of the countryside and with many people in rural America and the cities alike. There's more coming up here on This Week in Agribusiness.